诸位法师、诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。
Dharma masters and everyone participating, good morning, 阿弥陀佛。
首先欢迎大家来忆佛哈，这是我们每年一年一度的活动。
Welcome everybody for participating in the annual event of bathing the Buddha.
我们知道，就是佛生下来好像就手什么，一手指天什么，一手指地，然后就上前走七步哈，然后讲一句话，天上天下什么，唯有独尊哈，然后又变成一个小孩子了哈。
When the Buddha was first born, according to the story, he first pointed one hand to the sky and one hand to the earth and walked seven steps. And then he said, everything under the sky and above the ground, I am the most venerable. And suddenly he becomes a little child immediately.
有一些人讲说这个佛陀很自大哈。
Some people might think that Buddha is very arrogant to say that.
就是对佛教对佛不理解啊，其实唯有独尊是你的心，不是佛本身。
To have think that Buddha is arrogant, that shows that people may not understand Buddhism very well. That the fact that he said, I am the most venerable of all,is not referring to him as a person, but it's referring to his mind.
因为我们的心，我们叫一切唯心造，所有的东西都是唯心所现，当然是心是什么？唯有独尊。
And the reason why he said that is because, as we all know, everything is created by the mind. So because of that, everything is transformed from the mind. That's why the mind is the most venerable and most honorable.
所以那个我不是我这个人，是我们这颗心，是吗？是唯什么？唯有独尊啊。
So when he said I'm the most venerable, most honorable, it doesn't mean he's talking about himself. It's referring to the mind itself.
那我们在禅宗可能会听到就是心就是佛，佛就是心啊。
In the Chan school of thought, we often hear this phrase where the mind is the Buddha. Buddha is the mind.
我们有些人就说，我叫他菩萨，他就很害怕，说我不是菩萨，我是一般人啊。
Sometimes, as a way to call each other, we say to each other, "Hi, Bodhisattvas." And some people, when they hear people calling them Bodhisattvas, they get really afraid. They say, "Oh no, I'm just some ordinary sentient beings. I'm not a Bodhisattva."
其实讲菩萨，因为菩萨有很多层次，有那个 baby 菩萨，有那个像观世音菩萨那种，就是什么一生补出的菩萨啊。那我们在讲菩萨，是讲说，我要修菩萨行啊，从最 baby 的开始，修到最究竟的佛果。
And the reason why we call each other bodhisattvas, there are actually many different levels of bodhisattvas. There are baby bodhisattvas, and there are also Avalokiteshvara, who is but one step away from becoming a Buddha. So calling each other bodhisattva is setting an aspiration, so that we can start practicing the Buddha Dharma and start cultivating, moving ahead from a baby bodhisattva to a great bodhisattva.
所以叫你菩萨就是提醒你，你要把你的智慧跟慈悲开发出来，那叫做修降的一个菩萨行，那叫做菩萨。
So calling you Bodhisattva is a reminder, a wish that you will develop your wisdom and compassion, and so that we can start practicing and becoming a Bodhisattva ourselves.
就像我很喜欢下棋，我下棋还蛮高的，我两段，可是你刚开始下的时候就是六级，就是刚开始学的人就是六级，那你说这个人是在学下棋的，那有点类似这样的意思。
For instance, I really enjoy playing the chess, and I'm actually quite good at it. And so there are different levels. And so when people say they are at the sixth level, it means they're the lowest. They're mere beginners, and you can tell how advanced they are by what level they are in.
然后佛就是一所指天指地以后，接下来好像就有什么九龙哈，那后面就是有龙天护法，然后跟他洗灌洗啊。其实这个身体是要洗的，可是心是本来就是清净的，心是不需要洗的啊。
So back to the story of the Buddha. So when after he said that I'm the most venerable of all, there are nine dragons that comes behind him and pouring water on his body to wash away all the dirts and all the defilement. When it comes to physical body, yes, it may require washing and bathing, but how about the mind? The mind is already pure in its originality. It doesn't require any washing.
所以我们洗这个身体看起来是洗这个色身，其实是洗什么？洗法身。
So even though it looks like an act of washing this physical body, but it actually symbolizes the washing of our Dharma body.
那法身本来就清净了，为什么要洗？
So there comes the question, if the Dharma body is already clean and pure, why do we need to wash it?
那我们从禅宗的解释是这样子，就是法身就是清净的，可是你拿来做烦恼的功能，那叫做肮脏，所以要用正法把它再洗回来。
The explanation provided by the Chan school is that the Dharma body, yes, it is originally pure.But we use this pure Dharma body to perform various functions. They are not pure. And that is why we need to use Dharma again to return the mind to its original pure state.
所以我们今天的主题叫做什么？叫做忆佛，就是洗佛，然后沐心，就是其实两个都是洗啦，忆跟沐是一样的，就是洗心。
And that is why the topic of our talk today is bathing the Buddha and cleaning, purifying the mind.
那这个师父在台湾啊，在美国也一样啊，已经好像十几年了，快有没有二十年了，不太清楚啊。就是推动什么心灵什么环保，几年了？有没有二十年了是吧？哦，好。
Our Shifu in Taiwan for over 20 years, he has been actively promoting this campaign that's called Protecting the Spiritual Environment.
那心灵环保是禅宗的，是禅宗的一个就是明心见性的那个心啊。那这个大家听不懂，所以师父就用一个一般人都能够听懂的名称叫心灵，是吗？因为心灵会受到污染，所以要什么？要保护它，叫心灵环保啊。
The essence of this campaign of protecting the spiritual environment actually came from Chan School, where you're trying to clean the mind in order to see the true nature. But the terminology is quite arcane, and it's sometimes difficult for people to grasp.And that is why Shifu came up with a new term calling it protecting the spiritual environment of cleaning the mind. It becomes a lot more accessible to modern people.
那心灵环保师父推动以后，那也有其他的佛教团体在推动，也到什么哪些大学去演讲，那就讲说，这是我们的呢，怎么变成他们在他人家以为是他们的？
So after this idea has been promoted, there are other organizations who also copy it, and they have talks from all different going to universities to give talks. And so then some people start to think, hey, isn't that our original idea? Why did other people take it?
这表示说我们的推出来的东西是什么？是被人家什么？认同他不推的话，他会什么？会吃亏，对不对？那也不用跟他讲说这是我们推的，不用。我们的目标就是什么？让你认同，让你来帮忙推啊。 不是叫你说你来推哦，你来推哦，不用。
Well, the fact that other people are doing the same thing and using similar slogan is because obviously they approve and they agree with a concept. So does it really matter who started it? Are we going to say that, hey, you're copying us? No, there's no need for that. You want people to do it along with you. The important thing is to promote the concept.
然后从心灵环保似乎又陆续讲了一个叫新武士，新武士大家有没有听过？
So starting from this campaign of protecting the spiritual environment, later on, Shifu further derived this other campaign called Fivefold Spiritual Renaissance Campaign. Have you ever heard of this before?
大家可以讲出来吗？是什么？是安再来？是感再来什么？是福再来什么？是他再来什么？是药啊。
Can you name the five, what is this fivefold spiritual renaissance? They are the four fields for attaining peace. That's the first one. The second one is the four guidelines for dealing with desires. The third is four steps for handling a problem. The fourth one is called the four practices for helping oneself and others.And the fifth one is called the four ways to cultivate blessings.
那以前就不太容易记，是不是要叫我们背起来啊？那我怎么背呢？他安敢敷药，他怎么敢敷药？怎么敢吃药啦？他安敢敷药，就他怎么敢吃药就对了。
So, 师父 wanted us to memorize it. And it's kind of hard, actually. So I derived an acronym based on that. And because it's in Chinese, so it's kind of hard to translate. So I guess we have to develop one for the English.
因为吃了不会死，所以他敢吃嘛。
So the Chinese acronym has the meaning of how dare this person not take medicine.So it actually coincides with this whole idea of the spiritual renaissance.
哦，那因为我们最近哦，接下来我们要去回台湾有一个学术什么学术论坛哈，那他们也把我要我们写一篇文章啊，我本来是只是随便交差，结果就是变成在那个什么在那个论坛里面的。那我今天就想把已经就是准备一年 的东西哈，先跟大家分享啊。
After this, in June, I will actually be returning to Taiwan to participate in a scholarly forum, and they wanted me to. Originally, I just came up with this essay, but it turned out that they actually want me to be in the forum as well.So because of that, I'm going to use the same material and share what I'm going to say with you. And all these material came from a whole year of preparation. And now I guess we'll have to squeeze it in such a short time.
那我是用就是楞严经哈，用楞严经来看新武士的三个层次啊。
And so in that talk, I use the Suragama Sutra and trying to, through that lens of Suragama Sutra, look into how to implement the Fivefold Spiritual Renaissance Campaign.
第一个是有我的新五次，那第二个是无我，那第三个是直指人心的新五次。
So I put it into three different levels. And the first level is...the fivefold spiritual renaissance that still contains the notion of self. The second level is the spiritual renaissance that has no self. And the third one is fivefold spiritual renaissance that points directly to the mind. These are the three levels.
那师父在那个新武士或是心灵环保有讲到，就是说新武士或是心灵环保是从心出发，然后又什么回到心。
So Shifu has said this before, that either the campaign of protecting the spiritual environment or the campaign of fivefold spiritual renaissance, both of these It originates from the mind, and it will eventually return to the mind as well.
那我们这颗心啊，我们现前大家现在正在听我这颗心啊，每个人都有，对不对？你睡着的还是有哈、啊，你死了这颗心还是有的啊。
So this mind, the mind that you're using to listen to the Dharma talk right now, this mind we have it at all times. It's there when you fall asleep, and it's still there even when you pass away.
那整个佛法就要讲这颗心的法，那这个禅就在讲这个心法啊，所以佛法就是心法啊，就是禅法。
So all the Buddha Dharma as well as all the Dharma of Chan, the teachings in Chan, is all trying to discuss and talk about this mind. And that's why Buddha Dharma is also called the Dharma of the mind.
那这个心法啊，我们现前这颗心啊，它含有十法界，那含有烦恼法、解脱法，还有因缘果报。
So this mind that we have, it contains the 10 Dharma realms, and it also contains the Dharma of vexations, the phenomenon of cause and effect, cause and conditions.
那什么叫十法界呢？十法界就是六道啊，加四个什么？应该圣人法就是什么？二圣就是声闻、缘觉，还有什么菩萨、佛。
What is the 10 Dharma realms? The Dharma realms are the normal six realms that we talk about. Also, including two sagely realms, and as well as the realm of bodhisattvas and the realm of Buddha.
那一个六道，当大家比较熟悉的就是人、天、阿修罗，还有什么地狱、恶鬼、畜生。
And you are more familiar. We're all more familiar with the regular six realms, the cyclical six realms, which is the deities, asuras, human, hungry ghost, hell, and animal.
那我们大部分人只能够体会到两道，对不对？这边有没有人能够体会到三道或者四道的？有的请举手。
Most of us here can probably only have direct experience of two realms. Is there anyone among you who can actually share experience that they have with three or four different realms?
都没有啊，没有第三类的接触。
Does anyone ever come into contact with other spiritual beings?
我们在花果山有个义工，他说他是可以体验到四道啊，他多了两道啊。
Well, there is actually a volunteer at Dharma Realm in Taiwan who says he has encounters with four different realms.
因为他每天都是跟其他两道在互动啊。
So this person interacts frequently with sentient beings from other two realms.
那我们能够体验到，也就是说，因为我们的心，就具有这一个什么，这一个十道，就是等于是十法界。
And the reason why we can ultimately interact with all these sentient beings is because the mind itself already contains the 10 Dharma realms.
那在我们现前，我们是人道嘛，可是我们人道。里面也有什么？也有十法界。
Even though we are currently in the realm of human, but even within the human realm, you can still see the manifestations of the 10 Dharma realms.
就你看到一个人气死了，这就是阿修罗道啊。
When you see someone, you're extremely agitated, angry with this person, then you are in the realm of asuras.
然后你到医院去，然后医生宰呀、割啊，是什么道？大概可能是第一道吧。
When you go to the hospital and the doctor performs an operation and cutting you up, sewing you up, what realm would that be? That's probably the realm of hell.
然后就是什么，就是什么东西都讲不通的，这个叫畜生道。
And when you try to talk to someone, and no matter what you say, that person just doesn't understand what you're trying to get at, that's probably an encounter of the animal realm.
然后叫他就捐钱一毛不拔的，这个叫什么？叫到恶鬼道。
And when you tell someone to make some donations, and that person just refuses to give even 1 cent, then you're encountering the hungry ghost realm.
那有时候帮助人，有时候就是很不满意人呢，这大概是人道。
And for those, sometimes you are happy to give and help out, but sometimes you're full of vexations and get angry. Then you are in the realm of human.
然后你就是守持戒，然后为人着想的啊，就做一些善事，那这个大概是，那整天都什么都非常快乐的，这个大概是什么天道啊。
And if you someone who follows the 10 precepts and all this person does is to help out and think for the other people and day in and day out feel blissful and happy, then this person is already in the realm of deities.
然后你听闻佛法，然后你所遭遇到的不管是苦啊跟乐，你都不会什么，你都不会受影响，这个慢慢的是就趋向于解脱道的可能声闻。
But if you listen to Dharma talk and you're able to apply Buddha Dharma, and no matter what you encounter in life, whether it's bitter or it's joyful, you are not affected by them, these phenomena, then it means that you are gradually moving toward the realm of liberation.
声闻是什么？
声闻就是听到佛法而解脱。
And you become one of those beings who get enlightened through listening to dharmas.
那我们之前在美国有一个人中风啊，你们不要听过，他中风，他体验到涅槃啊。
I don't know if you have heard this before, but one of the people we know in the U.S. Was previously in a stroke, and in this stroke, this person experienced nirvana.
哦，那这一个就在我们现实人间。还是可以体验到这一些，那你修这个不执着，比如说我们修三轮体空，你帮助别人，然后你不看不到你在帮助别人，有我在帮助别人，有人在被我帮助的，那这一个可以讲说是菩萨道。
So we are actually able to experience all these different realms from our immediate reality. So, for instance, if you practice this non-substantiality of the three aspects of giving, which means you give without the notion of giving, and you let go of the concept of the donor and the person who receives donations, in that sense of giving, you are already practicing the realm of bodhisattvas.
也就是说，我们心中，如果是六道的话，其实它还是属于烦恼法哈。然后你圣道的上圣道的话，算是解脱法。
So in other words, if depending on the mind, if the mind is still full of vexations, then moving in between the six realms, then you are still in the realms of vexations.But if you're able to move forward and your mind corresponds more with the Dharma, then you are in the realms of liberation.
那我今天要讲这个楞严经，就是三个层次啊，就是有我、无我、自知人心。那主要的那一个分界点呢，有我跟无我是有我，还有有你，叫做有我。
So today, talking about Saragama Sutras and talking about the three different levels of having the self, having no self, and the third level of pointing, directing the mind. So let's start from the first two. The distinctions between having self and having no self.
应该是有我还有你，这样叫做有我。
Right. Is If you still harbor the concept of having a me and you, that means you still have the sense of self, the first level.
那这个分界点应该是讲的说，我们的心本来是没有你跟我的，那你一旦分这个身体是我，那自然身体以外的就是什么？就是我们叫做依报，这个叫正报，对不对？我这个身心叫正报，那正报以外的叫做依报。
So originally, this mind doesn't have the notion or the distinctions of me and you. But as soon as you start operating that way, then you would take your physical body as the me, and that is the direct retribution. And everything outside of our physical body, we take that as conditional retribution.
我想应该大部分人就是什么？把身心当作我，对不对？然后我身心要依靠外在的环境来什么？来存活。
So for ordinary people like us, we take this physical body and the mind as self, with quotation mark, the big self. And everything else external to it, because we're depending on them for survival, so they are called the conditional retribution.
所以你以身心为我，然后跟外界的依报分开，那以这样的一个基础来修心无事啊，那是讲说你透过修心无事，少为什么自己打想，为少为自己着想，啊，多为人设想。让我们自己的能够身心快乐，这样子的叫做有我的心无事。
So using that as a foundation of taking our physical body and our mind as the self, and everything else as the external conditional retribution, we can use that as a foundation to practice the five spiritual renaissance, and that would be practicing it at the level of still having self. And how do you go about doing that is that you think less of yourself, you don't think for yourself as much, and you think more for the other people. And that way you can, at one level, at this level of having self, practice the Fivefold Spiritual Renaissance campaign.
那如果你的身心的正报跟外面的依报这个界限消失了，你是这样的修行的，修心无事的，我们叫做无我的心无事啊。
But if this distinction that you have between self and others and outer environment, if this distinction dissolves, then you can practice the fivefold spiritual campaign of no self.
哦，那直指人心，就是说这一个正报、依报都是心，我们这颗心所变现的。你如果懂这一个的话，那直接从心去修，一个是放下正报、依报，但是又没有离开正报，去跟依报的众生互动。
As for the third level of pointing directly to the mind, is that you understand.No matter whether it's a direct retribution or conditional retribution, they're all part of the mind. They do not depart from the mind. And it's all part of the mind. If you understand that, then you can practice a fivefold spiritual campaign of pointing directly to the mind. You work on the mind itself.
讲快点，就是说全部都是你的心啊。
To put it more succinctly, you can say everything is your mind.
譬如说你要说哇，那个人实在是很难相处，请问那个人是你的心。
So for instance, if you encounter someone, you think this person is very difficult to get along with, actually this person is your mind as well.
可以听懂吗？譬如说你刚才讲说哦，那个人啊，哦啊，哦，跟他 我跟他、跟他互动哦，就是、吃了一大堆苦头。你不是跟那个人互动，你是跟你的心互动。
So, do you kind of understand what I'm trying to say? For instance, if you encounter someone, you say, oh, with that person, whenever I interact with that person, I get into a lot of trouble. You're actually not interacting with an external person. You're interacting with your own mind.
是不是这样子？我们在跟人家讲话的时候，你就浮出那一个人折磨我的那一个记忆。这个记忆是不是你的心？
For instance, when you're telling people about this difficult person, then the memory and the image of this person surface from your mind. But let me ask you, is this image part of your mind too? Doesn't it come from your mind?
但是我们就很厉害，就是把自己的心念分成那一个是他正在讲话，这个是我。
But the tricky thing is what we do is we don't remember, we don't realize that the image or this notion of that person is merely part of our mind. We take that thought as an external being and thus making the separation between that person and me.
那因为讲这个讲的对一般人来讲他是觉得你在什么你不知所云，所以师父就讲说你那个是他没有错，就以这样的基础告诉你什么为人着想，那要原谅他，实际上就在原谅你的念头啦。
So, but talking like this, it's actually pretty abstract and often difficult for people to grasp. And that is why 师父 then stepped down and said, "Okay, take that as the others. That's fine." But in actuality, when you talk about forgiving others.You are actually forgiving your own mind.
就有点像说你在做梦，跟你讲说那是梦啦，那不是真的啦。你就说这是真的啦，那只好什么，就进入你的梦中，跟你什么说梦话哈。
It's as if you are dreaming, and when someone tells you, "No, you're dreaming," and you insist on not believing that, and you say, "No, no, no, it's not a dream, it's real." So.What does the other person has to do? Shifu then has to enter your dream and interact with you within the dream.
那我们这颗心啊，本来就是本来就是清净，但是因为像我们刚才讲，就是说你起了念头，那把念头当真，那起烦恼法，其实你在每一个时刻里面，你这颗心都是清净的，只是。你自己在梦中被梦什么所骗，那现在把你的梦叫醒了，叫做什么？叫做明心见性，叫做就是净化。
So actually, the mind is already pure in its originality, and it's because we come up with all these vexations, and as if you have entered your own dream, and then you are deluded by your own dream.And that's why we have to use dharmas to purify. And that's the so-called purification.
啊，这个是师父从那个角度。现在我回到就是《楞严经》怎么讲这个心，我把它分成五个层次啊：真心、妄心，然后从真起妄，反妄归真，前妄即真，五个层次啊。
So that is 师父's take.And back to what I was working on, talking about the five spiritual campaign from the Suragama Sutra, I divided it into five different levels. The true mind, the false mind, and then the third level is originating from the true mind but grasping onto deluded false thoughts. And the fourth level is to returning fromfalsehood, deluded states, back to the original true mind. And finally, the fifth state is everything that's deluded and false are actually the true mind itself.
先讲真心哈，真心，哎，其实真心跟妄心两者，其实它是同一个东西，它只是真心跟妄心的功能不一样。所以把那一个就是比较有局限的功能我们把它叫做妄心。
So let me start by talking about the true mind. In actuality, the true mind and false mind, they're all the same thing. It's the same mind. Except that when you are operating the mind with a more limited, constraining function, then that becomes the false mind.
那么真心有十个特质，那我很快把它讲了，也没有太多时间去解释。
So the true mind has 10 characteristics, and we have to speed through them because we don't have much time to explain them in details.
第一个就是我们看东西，然后听，或是去闻，或是去尝，或是去感觉，或是去想，不是用眼睛，也不是用耳朵，也不是用舌头，是用心。
The first characteristic is that whenever we interact with the external environment, as to looking at things, smelling, tasting, feeling, or thinking, we're actually not using the eyes to see, not using the nose to smell. We are all using the mind itself.
这是第一个。那第二个就是它有不动、不生灭、不思、无还的特质。
And the second characteristic is that it has the quality of non-moving, non-rising, and no cessation.
那也就是说，你看到任何东西，外境在动，可是你的心真心从来不动的。
In another word, when you look at external phenomena, even though everything is moving and has a lot of actions, but the mind itself never moves.
还有你的身体，你从小时候到大，这个身体会什么？会生生灭灭，到最后会死掉啊。那这个心不，它不会灭的啊。
Another example is take our physical body. Our physical body changes when we are a baby, as we grow up, age, and then eventually we'll pass away. But in this entire process, the mind never changes.
那第四个就是不思，就是你的心虽然在烦恼当中，可是它还是清净的，它并没有变质啊，有点就是你把那个黄金丢到什么？掉到粪坑里面，它不会变成，就变成被那个什么被粪氧化掉了，不会啊。
And the fourth state is you never lose it. So no matter what kind of vexations you are in, but you never lose the original quality of the mind. It's just like you put a lump of gold into the toilet, but the lump of gold will never be defiled by whatever is inside the toilet.
因为还有六个哈，没有时间解释，那我再讲其中两个，跟大家可能会很有关系的哈，就是无杂跟不分。
There are six more, and we don't have time to go into all of them. So let me point out two more that may be directly related to you. And so the next one is it doesn't.The characteristics of a mind, it doesn't get complicated, it doesn't get mixed up in things. And the last one is there's no distinctions.
也就是说这个里面这两个可以懂的话，就已经什么天就阿弥陀佛了。
If you're able to understand these two, it's already quite an achievement already.
也就是说你们现在眼睛看到任何东西啊，看到我，看到大庆，看到这个佛陀，看到椅子，看到其他人，被你看到的全部我们叫做物，就是物体的物或是现象，不是心本身。
So to get into it a little bit, so right now you're looking at things. You're looking at my body, you're looking at this Dharma instrument, you're looking at the Buddha statue, and everything that we're looking at, we call it object.
对不对？这不是你的心，对不对？这是被你看到的物体嘛，哈，对象嘛，对不对
？These are not your mind, right? These are objects that's been seen, that's been perceived by your mind. Is that right?
那第二个就比较难懂了哈。其实它这个蛮就是他们讲蛮 tricky 的哈。
And the second is a little bit trickier. It's harder to grasp.
你们现在看到我，对不对哈？请问你们有没有办法？分开 哪一部分是你的心，哪一部分是我。
So, for instance, you're looking at me right now, looking at my body. Is there any way that you can actually cut apart or distinct, separate between boundary? Can you distinguish? Can you show me the boundary of me, the physical body, and you?
是看到的，
就是你们看到我了，有没有办法？就是说，你的心跟我这个物体，哪一部分是心，哪一部分是物体？
So you're looking at me, perceiving me right now. Can you tell where the boundary is between your mind, the mind that's doing the looking, versus my physical body? Is there such a boundary?
应该是没办法，没办法切了。你只给我说哪一部分是你，哪一部分是你的心，哪一部分是我，没办法切。
Well, so the truth is you can't cut it apart. You can't find the exact boundary of where your mind is versus where my body is.
所以这个就是心不是物，但也没有离开物。
So that is the example for that the mind is not the objects themselves.At the same time, the mind does not differ, does not depart from the objects.
所以那一个六祖坛经有讲叫什么无相，有没有？你在相当中，可是你那个心又不是相，但是又没有离开相，叫一相，什么无相。
And that is why in the Sixth Patriarch Platform Sutra, there's a term, no form.And that's exactly what this is all about, where your mind does not separate from the form, does not separate from the object. At the same time, it's not the objects themselves.
这有时候我们可以用镜子来比喻哦，镜子里面有像我们这边如果有一面镜子，这边就有我们这边在七八十位的菩萨的影像。就是在镜子里面，对不对？还有这一些天花板啊，这些室内的空间，我们有没有办法把其中的一个人从镜子拿掉？
We can use another analogy of the mirror. Say, if we have a big mirror in this room right now, reflecting everyone that's sitting here, and then as well as the ceilings, the wall.So everything that's reflected in this wall, is there any way we can just carve that person's image out of that mirror?
所以那个人走掉哈，啊。
So that can only happen if that person leaves the room, right?
好，那我们这些人，没有离开镜子，可是镜子，这些人是不是镜子本身？
So these people does not exist in the...It's not part of the mirror, but are they the mirror itself?
不是嘛，哈，所以这个就是在讲真心，哈。
So the people are not the mirrors themselves, and so that is one analogy to illustrate the characteristic of the mind.
那接下来我们要讲妄心哦，就是妄心是我们大概就是众生都是使用妄心的，我们对真心没什么兴趣啊。
Next, we'll talk about the deluded, the false mind. And ordinary sentient beings, we use our false mind all the time. And most people don't seem to be very interested in the true mind.
那我真心就刚才那个镜子的比喻啊，镜子里面就是我们现在在我们现场的人里面当中有一位是你的影像，对不对？那我们就把镜子里面的其中的一个影像当成我，那你以外的就是别人，就叫做什么？叫做一报身，叫做什么外境。
So to illustrate what the false mind is, let's return to the analogy that we used earlier of the mirror. So inside this mirror, there's an image of you in the mirror, right? So the way the false mind works is that you take that image as your true self, and all the other people that's reflected in the mirror, that you consider that as external, as the conditional retribution.
所以我们在任何时间点上，我们都把我心中所感知到的人的物象，那分开为这部分是我，那另外一部分是别人。那把听到的声音，比如说我讲话的声音跟别人讲话也是你听到的声音，来把你把声音，你自己的声音当成你，那其他人声音当成别人。
So constantly, the way we operate is we take everything that's perceived by the mind, but we try to differentiate between what is the self. So for instance, if you hear sound, you would take your own voice as yourself and other people's voice as others, not realizing that these are all things that's perceived by the mind.
然后我们的想法，我们的想法明明都是你的想法，但是你就是很厉害，你就把你的想法一部分是什么，是认为是别人，一部分是你，是不是这样子？
And same thing applies to the way we think. Whatever thoughts that comes up in my mind, in our minds, they are all created by the mind, right? But the thing is, the really tricky part is we tend to, again, take part of the thoughts, some of the thoughts as the self, and then some other thoughts we think it represents actual people externally.
那么白天，白天是这样子，你的想法，你的魂，晚上更是，晚上没有人进来做梦的，都是你自己在做梦，但是你就是把它分成，你是男主角，然后其他是什么配角，对不对？
So we do that in daytime, and when we're sleeping at night, we do that even more. So when you're dreaming, you're not even interacting with anyone. Everything is created by you in the dream. Yet inside the dream, you still think there is me, I'm the main character, and then there's other people as other characters.
总而言之就是说我们就是这个妄心，就是你把所感知到的这一个对象分割为正报跟依报，就是分割抓住一个为你，那这就是正报身，那其他叫做依报身。
So this false mind, we take all phenomenons that's perceived by the mind, but we separate it. We give it a boundary between this is the self and the other set of phenomenons as the others.And the parts that we call the self is called, the terminology is direct retribution, and everything external we call that conditional retribution.
那这样的操作法，操作方法，我们叫做妄心，有时候叫做烦恼法。
And this particular way of operating the mind, we call it the false mind, or we call it the mind of vexation, the dharma of vexation.
有没有人不是这样操作的？
Is there anyone here that doesn't operate like that?
如果你不是这样操作，这样叫解脱法。
If you don't do it like this, then you are indeed practicing the Dharma of liberation.
那这样我刚才有讲真心跟妄心了，那为什么真心会变成妄心？
So we just briefly, defined what is the true mind and what is the false mind. But now here's a question.How did the true mind become false mind?
最主要就是我们的这颗心原先是什么？本来无一物。那因为你最初一念不觉，然后就从无一物的状态产生能所，接下来产生虚空，产生世界，产生众生，产生业果。
See, this true mind, the original mind, there's originally nothing at all. But because of one unaware thought, then we fall into the pattern of operating with a sense of subject and object. And from this notion of subject and object, then arises the space, empty space, the world,sentient beings and karmic conditions and retribution.
你们可能来上过楞严经，我们就会讲的比较详细哈。
For those of you who had attended the Suragama Sutra retreat or taken classes from me, you probably will understand this in more details.
那这里面的关键点就是本来没有虚空没有世界，那变成有虚空有世界，那个关键点是你的心，你认为我必须要有一个对象被我感知，那我的心才有什么感知的功能。
So there is originally no world, no sentient beings, no space, but the pivotal point is with the unaware thought, your mind thinks that, oh, in order for me to show that I have the ability to perceive, I need to have an object of my perception. And from there, you start to fall into this pattern, perpetual pattern of having a subject and object.
那总而言之就是任何一个时间点的关键就是有能所。
So the key point, the pivotal point is this notion of subject and object.
因为我们已经有能所了，我、你，那我只顾我自己，那我不用管别人。那这时候你这个能所就有什么？会不会停下来？会不会消失？不会的。
So starting from that notion of subject and object, you develop the notion of self and others, and then we start to think, oh, I need to take care of myself, but I don't have to pay so much attention to other people. And from that point on, it just perpetuates. And if this function of subject and object doesn't stop.
那我对他好，希望他也对我好，不管他有没有对你好，你都是什么能跟什么能跟所的。
For another instance, if you are nice to someone, then you sort of expect the person to be nice back to you. But whether this person is actually going to be nice to you or not, you are already in this trap of perpetual subject and object.
那我们一般人就在这一个基础之下在努力，我什么？我很努力，然后我变成世界上最有钱的人。我是最有钱，其他人是什么？没钱，对不对？然后钱比较少，对不对？一定是有个我跟什么其他人，或者你没办法比较啊。
So this is how we work as regular, ordinary sentient beings, that we strive on strengthening this notion of subject and object. For instance, we work really hard wanting to become the richest person in the world. So when you have thoughts like that, even after you become the richest person in the world, then there is a sense of the self, I, that is the richest person, and the rest of you, the others, are not as rich as me. That's having the sense of subject and object.
如果你有一天你发现全世界除了你的心以外没有其他人，那全世界都是你的，那哪个比较富有？
But if one day you're able to jump out of this and realize that in this whole wide universe everything is but your mind, it's all within your mind. If you have that concept, then who is richer than whom?
有些你发现那个一直在加富，他是全世界最有钱的那个人，结果他你发现他是你心中的东西，那谁比较富有？
Or if you realize, oh, that person who's always claiming that he's the richest person in the world, and then you realize that these are all phenomena in my mind, that person is also within my own mind. In that case, who is richer?
你听得懂吗？
Do you understand what I'm saying?
当你听到一个人呱啦呱啦呱啦叫，那是你心中所感知的一个对象。
So if you see someone who's just yakking away, talking nonstop, isn't that person just a phenomenon that's perceived by your mind?
但是你把你所想到的、听到的某个想法当成他，另外一个感觉是我，那当然你就会觉得那个是在你心外的。
But then.Among all these phenomena that's perceived by your own mind, if you take a subset of them and take that as the external person, then you're going to feel there's a sense of self as opposed to others.
如果你这样的话，你可能不太服气啦。但有钱有什么用？也不快乐啊，我比较快乐啊。 你可能又这样比了，但是不管你怎么比，你都会把你心中的东西一切割为二，就是有能手的。
So if that's the case, separating self and others, then you may start to think, oh, so that person may be rich, but I am happier and freer. Even if you're able to think like that, you are still operating with a sense of subject and object because you make the distinction and you cut through all the phenomenons and separating the self and others.
我们最近这两天我看到那个不丹，不丹是世界上快乐指数最高的，现在听说没有用了，现在他们因为就是在那个乡偏僻的乡村建道路，结果那些人不再喜欢那个贫穷的生活，跑到都市里面，就像大陆这样在都市里面挖一个地方，然后想要赚钱的，已经觉得那种精神的快乐不重要了。
These past 2 days, I read an article about the country, Bhutan, used to have the highest happiness index that was rated. Unfortunately, that's no longer the case because they built a road into the countryside. And once this road is built, the country people are no longer happy with to live in poverty, no longer happy with what they're used to. They all, similar to the trend in China, a lot of people from the country, from the rural area, would move to the urban areas, the big cities, carving out a tiny niche for themselves, hoping to make their way up. So that's what's happening to the country.
他们政府一直呼吁说，我们要的是精神的快乐啊，不是要物质的。可是人民是说，我要的是物质啊，不是精神。
Even though the government continues to promote spiritual happiness, the sense of contentment, but the people are now saying we don't care so much about the spiritual, we want the materialistic happiness.
所以说，就是说，大概应该要真正的了解这快乐啊，这个从物质得到的快乐跟精神得到的快乐，其实都没有离开心。那这样的话，你才会甘愿就是什么，就是苏潮所讲的有也足，少也足，然后不是多也足，少也足，还有什么有也足，然后什么没有也足啊。
So ultimately, no matter whether it's materialistic happiness or spiritual happiness, everything is still phenomena in your own mind. Everything is not separate from your own mind. So with that understanding, then we will truly be able to implement what Shifu has taught us about desires, that we are content even when we have a lot, and we are content when we don't have so much, and we are still content when we have it, and even when we don't have it, we are still content. That's how you can truly achieve that state.
那我最近看到那个阿恩基有一篇文章，我看了就是很下课啊。那个他们就问比丘啊，那你没有什么期望，那你的标准是什么啊？那前面有人一直讲，那其中有一个比丘讲，他说哈，他吐气的时候不期待另外一个吸气进来。
So recently I've been reading the Agama Sutra, and I read the story in it, and that was truly quite shocking for me. So in the story, people were having discussions, and so someone asked this monk, so when you say if you said that you don't live with any expectations, then what is your standard? And amidst of all this discussion, one of the monks said, when I breathe out, I don't think about breathing in again. And that's the story.
我记得是921的时候，师父去安慰那些地震的那个灾民，他们什么东西都不见了嘛。师父说，还有一口气就有什么无限的什么希望。可是这个人一口气都没有，才是无限的什么希望。你会采取第二个吗？
Back in 1999, there was a huge earthquake in the central part of Taiwan, and Shi Fu went to try to pay a visit to the victims of the earthquake. And so to these victims, Shi Fu said, as long as you still have one breath, then you still have unlimited, boundless hope. So that's what Shifu said to the victims. But for this monk in the story, he gives up even that breath. And so in truth, after giving up that even the last breath, then you can truly have unlimited hope. And among the two, which one would you choose? Still having one breath or even giving up the breath?
就是你能够做到没有呼吸，你才能够就是要离开生，要再来生就有什么非常的什么自由。
So you have to give up even the expectation for the breath, then you can truly become free.
这个大家可能这个很难想象哦。
It's probably difficult to imagine for you.
没关系，就是慢慢来哦。你先只要一口呼吸啊。就有无穷期望，你就抱这个，这样就已经非常棒了。
That's okay. We'll take it slow, step by step. So first, think about what Shifu said. As long as you still have one breath, then you still have unlimited potential and hope. If you truly believe that and implement that, that is already quite an achievement.
那我刚才讲的说，我们从真心变成妄心，是因为你有能所。那这一个能所，在我们生活当中，我们就是以能所什么，跟外界在互动，跟你的身体在互动。那这样的话，你就什么，你的真心就变成什么妄心。
So going back to what we're talking about, the distinction between true mind and false mind, and it's all, again, the pivotal point is this notion of subject and object. And day in and day out, we use subject and object to interact with the environment, with all the phenomena that we encounter. And that's how a true mind is then turned into false mind.
然后接下来我们就是要转妄归真，就是妄就是你有能所，然后归真的话就是你要没有能所的操作。
So then the third step that we need to take is to return from the false state, the false mind, back to the true mind. And again, the false mind is the one with subject and object. So to return to the true mind, we need to dissolve this notion of subject and object.
那这一个最主要就是什么，你不要把你所感知到的对象当成对象在互动。
So how do you do that? Basically, with all the phenomena, the objects that's perceived by you, you don't interact with those phenomena as an external object.
那这一个大家可能就要禅修，就是像我们默照什么不对言而照，大概可能比较容易体会。
So in order to experience that, then you probably need some, you need chan practice, the practice of meditation, such as silent illumination, where you do not respond to external conditions, yet still have the ability to illuminate.That's the state that we're talking about.
那就那一个，这个观音菩萨那一个耳根眼中章里面叫入流王所。
So, in Suragama Sutra, one of the chapters of Avalokitesvara talking about the way she practices, there's a term of entering the currents of seizing subjectivities and objectivities.
那么一般的心就是什么，一直跟外境啊 在互动，然后在取向。那你要忘掉那个手的话，就是说你要停止这种跟外境互动的模式。
So our mind is so used to interacting with external phenomena and grasping onto subsets of external phenomena. And so in order to achieve the state of Avalokitesvara, you need to let go of that and stop this grasping onto external phenomena.
那么不只是说对外境没有喜欢跟讨厌，而且还要就像什么太阳这样普照，你太阳没有要照哪一个对象。
Not only do you have to practice not having any likes and dislikes toward external objects and phenomena. Furthermore, you have to practice like the sun, like the sunshine. The sun equally illuminates everything, shines on all objects in this world without any particular focus. It's a universal illumination.
那 有一句话叫做什么？努力亦不努力啊，就你不做任何努力啊，就是你不做任何努力，要抓要排斥，那要停留，这不做任何努力，但是你要非常努力的做，不做任何努力。
So the object of the focal point of practice is not exerting any focus. And that's why there's a saying that you have to work hard on not working hard, or you have to exert effort on how to not exert any efforts. So you need to work hard on not focusing on any particular external object.
那这个就金刚经所讲叫做应无什么所住，但另外还有一个而生其心。
And then this corresponds with the famous phrase in the Diamond Sutra, the mind does not abide on anything, and thus the mind naturally arises.
那如果你能够一直这样子无所住，一直收回来收回来，那说到最后的话，你这个能所的这种习惯全部什么，我们叫能所双亡，以后我们叫做幻妄什么归真。
If you are able to practice like that, keep withdrawing, pulling back from focusing on any external objects, keep pulling your mind back, eventually you will able to drop away the notion of subject and object. And that is what we call both subject and object dissolve and ceases.
如果你就是说这个能所双亡以后，然后你再看到任何一个现象，那个现象本来是妄的，它就会变成真。
So, if you are able to practice like that, dissolving both subject and object, then after that attainment, then you look again, then all phenomena, no matter what it is, even if it's false, then it becomes one and the same as the true mind.
就有点像就是说，如果黄金做成各种形状的器具啊，什么项链啊、手环啊，还有什么这个人啊，不管哪个器具，假设你已经知道什么叫做黄金，它不管它做成什么像，你都可以看到任何一个像都是什么黄金。
So analogy that we can use with that is if you use gold, precious metal gold to shape them into all sorts of objects. It could be a necklace, a bracelet, or this Buddha statue. But if you already understand the essence of gold, what gold is, then you will be able to understand that no matter what shape it takes on, it's still gold.
那就有点像是《金刚经》讲什么，凡所有相皆是希望，然后若见相非相，即见如来。
So again, this corresponds with the Diamond Sutra that anything that has a fixed form, it's all false and empty. And only when you are able to see that everything has no form, then you immediately see the Tathagata, the Buddha.
也就是所有的现象，它会什么一直变化，我们叫无常。希望是代表说不是没有，是无常变化。那当你真正见到这个无常变化的相的什么，它的性是什么？是不动的，是无相的。那你就见到所有的相什么都是不动的性。
So in another word, when we talk about things are false or empty, we don't really mean that things are ultimately, it's a void or there's nothing. We're talking about impermanence, that all forms and all phenomenons are impermanent. It's constantly changing. But if you're able to see through that, see through all the changing impermanent phenomenons and understand the essence, the nature of things, which is unmoving and unchanging, then you will be able to understand the underlying nature of all phenomenons in the world.
那如果这样子，我们叫做什么？前妄即真哦。那在这种状态之下，你在什么？在人间度化众生，可是你本身是从来没有度化任何一个人。
If you are able to do that, then you reach the final state of all that is false and deluded is not different from the true mind. So for people to have grasped that phenomenon, that understanding, they can be interacting with sentient beings in the world. But in truth, there's no one they are really interacting. They're not doing anything in particular.
那这个我举个例子，就是所以有时候常会骂我们这些弟子，他就是真的翻脸，就是生气了。那骂一骂，后来这个弟子比师父还凶，师父马上柔软。
So let me give you a real example.That when Shifu was alive, he was often, sometimes he gets really mad and scolds us. He's really in a rage and scolding us. But as soon as he realized that the disciple is actually meaner and angrier than himself, then he immediately softened down and becomes more mellow.
我记得有一次师父骂我。我非常生气啊，我又没有不对，你为什么骂我？我没有讲啊，我师父马上讲说狗血啊。
So I remember that once happening to myself, where 师父 was scolding me, and I was really really mad, and I was thinking, I didn't do anything wrong. Why are you scolding me like that?And I kept it all within. I didn't say anything. But Shifu sensed it. So immediately he softened down and becomes very gentle, calling my name.
你有没有这种本领?
Do you have the ability to change so rapidly like that?
而且你可能要等到三秒钟，然后放松身心，然后体验呼吸才能够做出来的。
Or do you have to wait a little, at least apply your method of relaxing the body and mind, then you will be able to let go of your temper.
你们有没有办法就是瞬间马上就是这个马上露出笑容，有没有办法？
So for the mothers in you, are you able, when you're scolding your kid, are you able to immediately change from a very angry state to a gentle state?
就你妈妈有没有这种经验的人，请举手。
Does anyone have that experience? Raise your hand.
哇，这功夫还不够好。
It looks like none of you can. So it means that you still have some way to go.
那这个我是个人这样长期下来，我是解读是说，师父他在骂弟子的时候，其实他不会觉得有个弟子不好怎么样。我也是认为我在骂弟子，我看弟子不顺眼，他是站在这样的一个状态之下，所以就能够什么，在这个时间里面，看起来是他在骂弟子，事实上他在跟谁讲话？
So my understanding or my own interpretation of what Shi Fu was doing is that when he was scolding us, he really wasn't thinking, no, this disciple is not good, I'm scolding him. He didn't think there's a me and the disciple. So when he was scolding, even though at that point in time, it looks like he was scolding me, but who was he really scolding?
但是我想我们弟子在没有这种功夫啊，如果弟子有这种功夫的话，也可以看到没有师父在骂我，没有我在被骂，没有骂这件事，我们大概可能这种观念都没有的。
Unfortunately, as disciples, we were not as skillful as Shi Fu. So, even though he was operating with that state of no subject and object, we didn't perceive it that way. We were not able to think that, oh, there's actually no Shi Fu, there's no me, there's no act of scolding. We were just not there yet. And some of us, we didn't even understand that concept truly.
那有一次我听，就是看到我们一个法师就讲说，我告诉你啊，师父这是真的生气的哦，你看他真的生气了哦。
I remember one of my Dharma brothers came to me and said, you know, I'm telling you seriously, Shi Fu is really, really mad this time. You know, it's no joke. He's truly mad.
你跟师父有一个我看到一个师父，你不可能用什么？我跟师父是同一体的，你没办法看到新的。
So as long as we are still operating with the sense of, oh, I'm the disciple and there's a shifu, then there's no way that you're able to see the underlying nature of everything, of the mind.
所以这个就是用这种方式来净化身心，你对你来讲的话，你自己去什么，放掉那种能守的对立，然后你还是可以像正常的人跟众生互动，那要看众生体验到多少。可是自己是有没有烦恼？你变成你的身心是你的什么工具
？So this is the true way of learning how to purify and decontaminate the mind. That you let go of this sense of subject and object. Without the sense of object and subject, you can interact with all sentient beings, and just it depends on conditions as to how much they are able to receive. But for yourself, you really there's no sentient beings that you're interacting with.
如果是这样子的话，叫做什么？叫做净化什么身心？那就今我们今天讲叫什么木心。
If you're able to practice at that level, then that is what we truly call decontaminating and purifying the mind and the body.
那我们时间到了，我讲那么多，你听多少就是你的什么，你的福报哈。听不懂，下次再来。
Our time is up. So we have talked about a lot of things today. And depending on how much you have received and you are able to understand, it all depends on your own personal merit and virtues. But if you don't quite understand what I'm saying, you're more than welcome to come back more in the future and listen to more Dharma talks.